Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Men TV. I am Paul Machen. This is the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show. Liverpool counting down to kick off against Atalanta in the Champions League group stage, Tuesday night game. I am joined by John Machen, by James Sutton, and by Sam Walker for this one. What a panel! What a panel! This is awesome stuff. Sam, I'll come to you first. It's a big game in a very big week. I think, look, on paper, Ajax are the, obviously, just in terms of seeding, is, you know, are technically the second best team in the group or whatever, but Atalanta are a very, very good team, and I think any notion that this is a game where Liverpool can just go and rock up and somehow come away with the points easily, I can't see that being the case.
100%, and I'll be completely honest with you. From the get-go, my personal opinion was that this was the hardest game in the group. I hear what you're saying about Ajax and the season, but given the players that they've sold and lost over the years, I looked at Atalanta away and thought, if we win there, we're going to win the group. And where we've reached in the group so far, we were just discussing it momentarily before we went live, that actually, if we win this game, we almost feel like we're through. It's a really big game for us, big opportunity, off the back of all the positivity we've had. So, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a really good game. I think it'll be a tough game, toughest we've played for a while, actually. So, bums on edge of the seats, job.
yeah, it isn't. I mean, look, it is a big week, isn't it, Dad? You know, I think Liverpool have reacted brilliantly to the setback of Villa, and obviously all the things that went around Everton. You know, Virgil van Dijk and losing Thiago in that time as well. To get back, you know, 9 points back to back. There's a real chance here this week where you cement the foundations for what could be an excellent season.
Yeah. It's a really crucial week in that respect, isn't it? I mean, there are two things in Europe. There are big European nights at home, but there are those really scary away games in, you know, Italy or Spain or wherever. And this is one of them. This is a really big night. Yeah. And Sam's right, you know, you can sew the group up by getting to 9 points. 9 or 10 points almost always gets you a qualification. Yeah. We could have that done and dusted by, you know, the 2nd and or 3rd of November. That would be brilliant. But, you know, it's not an easy game, really tough game.
Yeah, and that being said, though, James, it's probably a note of caution in all this, is that we've never made getting out of the group particularly easy. So it's definitely one to be aware of. If we're going to drop points, I think, and we'll talk about the Man City impact in a moment, but that is definitely something to be aware of. This is a tough away game. And even if Liverpool, a draw would be a very, very good result in this game as well.
Yeah, and Klopp will have identified that exactly as Sam said. You know, this is a huge, huge game. It can't be underestimated. They can't be underestimated. I won't profess to being a hugely knowledgeable Atalanta fan. But what I do know is that they score shit tons of goals for fun. Yeah. So Klopp is going to want to he's going to want a very, very organised, very committed performance. I don't imagine he's going to take too many risks. I think you're right. I think going over there and getting a draw, I think, is a great result. But getting a 1-0 away from home would really be the icing on the cake for these sort of few fixtures that we've had since the Villa game. It really would put a kind of full stop on it, and perhaps go some way to stop all these questions being asked about our defence. But we're in for a really tough game. It's going to be a tough night. But I think on the back of the result of the weekend, you know, it's a term that's been used a lot, but grinding out these results, we're going to have to go there and we're going to have to grind out another result. That's what's going to happen. But again, absolute faith in these lads to do that.
In some regards, Sam, you know, we've played ourselves into a quite a good position here, because as I say, I don't think Liverpool will go into this game thinking a draw is amazing. You know, if you end up with a draw, we can afford to look at it that way, and that's kind of what it is. Because I can't help but look at it really. Man City's the big one at the weekend. And look, Klopp will go on it again. We'll talk about one game at a time and what's in front of you. And there will be a desire. You know, there will be a desire to get the Champions League group sewn up as quickly as possible because of the fact that you can use the five substitutes. And if you've got your place booked, it does just ease a little bit of pressure over the next 2 months or 6 weeks, certainly. But the opportunity that's laid before us with Man City, you know, there's already 5 points gap between us, albeit they've got a game in hand. We have been known to gear up towards those games significantly. I think the fact that we've got that little bit of cushion from two wins in the Champions League might just afford us to, if we have to just shade the team towards the weekend, we might, that, you know, we've definitely got that as an option to us.
Yeah, and I think we'd all forgive Klopp if that's what he did. And even if he did that and the result didn't go our way tomorrow, as long as the lads who were out there, you know, put on as much of a performance as they could, we were in the game, I think we'd all forgive Klopp if that's what he did decide, that he wasn't going to risk your Matip Thiagos in order for them to play and be at optimum for the game on Sunday against City. I think we'd all completely agree with that. But it's a funny one, isn't it? Because as you just mentioned before, we've got 6 points on the board in the Champions League group. We are top of the group already. You could argue we have room for error if we need to take that risk. We don't want that. We want to go through now, this week, next time, in the next game against Atalanta at home. But we have got room for error. One thing I would say about this, though, is that the type of game that it's going to be is going to be very different to the games we've had previously. I think the last few games we've had, the last three games of football we've had, have been against low block teams with 10 men behind the ball. James is right. These guys score goals. These guys don't mess around. So as much as it's going to be a grinding result, we're going to get chances to win this game. And I think it'll be an enjoyable game for in a different type of way than it has been getting the 3 points in the last Champions League game, where we had to really sort of grind out and break Michelin down.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, it is very much whether it was our toughest game across the whole group stage, Dad, or whether it or not, it's certainly the toughest game we've got left. You know, I know we've got to play them twice, but once you get this away game out of the way, yes, we've obviously still got the Midtjylland away game to go to, but that's you know.
I mean, I think the fact that we lost Van Dijk made this the toughest game, you know, because our defence is going to be put under a lot of pressure. And obviously, without Van Dijk, it's going to be more difficult. But as Sam says, we're going to get chances at the other end of the pitch because of the way Atalanta play. And our forwards, I mean, I would never count against them. The fact our forwards are going to feel like they're in heaven suddenly, because they've had 10 men in front of them every time they've had the ball. Yeah. Suddenly, they're going to find a bit of open space. I think they're going to be looking forward to it.
That would be absolutely amazing if that was the case, certainly. If not, I'm sure City will do the same.
You know, I mean, Ajax went there and there's 2-2 in the end. And that's the kind of game we could get tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, we're expecting, you know, a close game and maybe we grind out a 1-0 and we'd be happy with it. But it may turn out to be one of those free-scoring nutcase of a game, you know.
Which would be entertaining in its own way, James.
Yeah, I think just to kind of add to that, really, I think it's going to be it's a huge game for our midfield. It's a huge, huge game for Henderson, Wijnaldum, and whoever else ends up playing with those two. Because on the one hand, you've got to protect those lads behind you. You've got to protect them. It's against a team like Atalanta, we can't be allowing them to win the first ball, the second ball. We've got to be on it, and we've got to keep the possession and turn that into counterattacks. That's a huge amount of stuff to process and think about at the same time. It's not a case when you've got Van Dijk and Matip behind you, perhaps. You can trust that and you can just focus on retaining the ball and going forward. But all of a sudden, we're in a situation where you've got to look behind you and you've got to watch what's going on behind you whilst simultaneously trying to get the ball to the feet of our attacking players. That's an awful lot. So it's going to be really interesting to see how Klopp and how our midfield deal with that, because we haven't come up against a team like this year, so it's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, it is indeed, isn't it? And Sam, for you, I mean, we'll do team selections after the break, of course, but do you think that where would it mentality wise would it fall for you with this week and obviously Man City? And I don't think Liverpool just can't put out. Well, I say they can't put out. I can't see us putting out our super full strength team two games in a week. We don't tend to do that. There will be rotations. Is it? Do you think there's a chance we take maybe one eye off this game a little bit?
I think so, almost in a way as well, because I like to say, we are going to talk about team selections, but just focus on the position of all positions at the moment, which is centre-back. Nath Phillips just got man of the match. He can't play tomorrow. He's not in the squad. Yeah. He's not allowed to play until at least the last round of 16. So that automatically means we're going to have to play probably some sort of B-team selection anyway from what we've got available. I can't see Mata coming straight into this team. So the other issue is miles in the tank. Like, you know, we talked a few weeks ago about what game Robertson and Trent will be rested. And I thought it was going to be last week against Michelin. It wasn't. At what point are they going to be given 60 minutes off?
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe they're not going to be giving it. Maybe they're going to be, listen, you've got two more games to the international break, then I'll have a chat with your international managers. But across the pitch, of all the places that we need to think about B team, it's probably defence, because I think there's enough rotation in midfield. I know you've got James Milne coming, a very experienced player. You've got Shaqiri and Jota absolutely banging the door down now, who've got a shout at playing. You know, Minamino the same. So for me, the big decisions are going to have to be made at the back, whether Klopp feels that Trent and Robbo and, you know, whoever's going to play centre-back, whether it matters or not, can go again from Tuesday to Sunday and be in the game for 95 minutes against City, because that's what's important, isn't it? I'd take a 3-0 defeat here if you gave me a 3-0 win against City, or a 1-0 win against City. I'm telling you right now, because that means more to the season than this defeat is. This game isn't. And that sounds really cynical, but that's where we're at, I think.
No, I agree. It's not like you're not saying you want us to not win both games. We'd all have us win both games. I think let's just make that painfully clear, because people always seem to misunderstand when we make these kind of comments. Everyone wants Liverpool to just win both games. We're cool. Right. So, but we forget this sometimes, don't we, with the Champions League, Dad, is that the one game doesn't really matter. In the grand scheme of things, like we've had some sluggish moments in these groups.
You look at our group performances and they're generally awful. We've actually doing really well this year compared to normal. Yeah. So losing wouldn't be a big deal for us. But I don't think we want to lose two games in the week any more than, you know, anything else. So, you know, I think Klopp was going to put out a team that will win this game, or can win this game. Whether they do or not, obviously, we'll have to wait and see. So I don't think he's going to make too many changes. But, you know, the likes of Jota and Shaqiri are not like, you know, kids coming in. They're first team squad players. The thing for me that would skew it is if Rhys Williams is playing in the back, that's quite a task, and an away European game against a free scoring Italian side. You know, I'm not so sure he'd want to make many more changes at the back because of that, unless he might play Matip if he was going to make any other changes.
Yeah,
and I think midfield, I mean, Jimmy Milner must surely come in, you know, to strengthen that and give it a bit more, you know, bite.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? You can see it. You could easily see Henderson, Wijnaldum, Milner as a midfield, and
classic trio.
Yeah, no one has mentioned the Brexit midfield all season yet. They've been quite good. I mean, the thing that'll be a consideration certainly, James, is that Man City play Olympiacos at home, same time. So there's no advantage for either side in terms of, you know, recuperation time. The advantage will come, I think, from obviously how well the team comes out of that game. So if you come out on a high because you've had a good result, but also in terms of how the substitutions are used. And one thing Liverpool have got going for them is that we just have more numbers than City in an attacking sense. So, you know, five substitutes available to us. It will be our game management will be interesting in this one, because we actually have the ability to say to Sadio Mane, actually, you're all right, may take 60 minutes off here, I think, and put Diogo Jota in, and then have what we could easily give one of the front three this game off, or give them a significant chunk of this game off, where I'm not sure City can do it, but they do it with a drop off in quality at the moment.
Yeah, and look, City are in a very different position to us right now. There are problems throughout their squad. So, I mean, defensively, I mean, you know, through all the conversations around how you know the crisis that Liverpool Football Club find themselves in defensively. I mean, you only have to look at the 62 and see what Manchester City are all about. I mean, their goals have dried up and they're conceding as well. So it's a very, very different conversation for them. I think you're absolutely right. I think this is a huge opportunity. I'd be starting Jota, no question. And what I think it allows you to do as well is there's been a lot of talk about Roberto Firmino recently, and you know whereabouts is he in his development, and where are the goals coming from, and you know, is it time to maybe give him a rest? And a match like this gives you the perfect opportunity to take the spotlight off him. No one would begrudge you know, Jürgen, if he rests Firmino and brings Jota and starts Jota. No, it's not a conversation that's gonna be had, but it takes the spotlight off him and it gives him that rest. And it also gives Jota the match time that he so craves. So it's a hard game at a tough point in the season. But actually, I think if you're Klopp, I think you're absolutely chomping at the bit. This is a lovely opportunity, you know, because for him, he strives under these, you know, this kind of adversity. Klopp enjoys the challenge. He enjoys having players injured, but he enjoys, you know, making a new puzzle and putting new pieces in and seeing how it all works. And for him, he'll be really looking forward to this and really looking forward to it as an opportunity away from the kind of grind of the Premier League. There's not as much pressure on this result as Sam said before, and it's a fabulous opportunity for some of the players, but also for Klopp and his staff to show everyone just how great the strength of depth is in our squad.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's it. We're in a world where Minamino, Jota, or Shaqiri, or Christ, all of the above could literally come in for this game. And one of them, you know, if there's a shining performance in there, could find themselves in the team starting against Manchester City, which is great. Right, we're going to talk team selections in a moment and a couple of the headaches that Klopp has ahead of this game. Before we do, we've got a brand new line of Red Men TV 10-year anniversary merchandise. I'm rocking the hoodie right now, which I absolutely adore. My wife stole this off me because she loves it so much, and I've had to steal it back just so I had it to wear. But yeah, really comfy, really cool. And yeah, it's available right now as a little look at the line.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, welcome back. I was supposed to do a quiz question before we went on break. I really struggled for one, and then I got one last second and I completely forgot that I'd done it. I'll ask it now. You can play along live in the comments if you're there right now. Atalanta forward Luis Muriel has played for us in the Champions League before, but for who? Who was it for? I'll come to the panel in a moment on that one. But yeah, thanks so much for anyone who's picked up some Redmen anniversary merch at the moment. It's really going really well. I'm chuffed with it. Properly nice, properly comfortable. Cool. It's not we've had a range of this stuff in the past where it's the really bright red stuff, but it's a bit of a darker tone, so it's slightly more. You know, I know people go mad for red. I mean, Sam's rocking a very bright red T-shirt right now, so I know that he's well up for it. But yeah, I kind of like the darker tones and it's cool stuff. And there's mugs there, perfect. Chance to show you support for the channel and for the website, and all the mugs there are absolutely awesome. So yes, anyone know the answer to who we played?
Sevilla.
Yeah, he came off the bench in that famous horrendous 3-3 collapse in the Champions League.
Did you have to Google that, Sam, or did you know it?
No, I told you before. I'm a I'm a massive R9 fan, and he was the new R9 when he was at Udinese. So I just kind of followed him, and he's just let me down a bit until Tuesday when he scores five.
Yeah, he was that. It's funny because his name cropped up. I was like, oh God, him. Yeah, those players are normally South Americans who Liverpool get linked. He was linked. It was like, is he the Suarez replacement? You know, he was the one we should have gone for because he was meant to be the answer. And yeah, he's kind of floated around a little bit. I don't want to speak ill of him in any way, shape or form ahead of the game. He's a talented player and he will undoubtedly play really well against us. I think we can all agree that, and then touch some wood and hope that it doesn't happen. Dad, as mentioned, we've got a couple of some real conversations to have around Liverpool's starting 11 here. Jurgen Klopp has revealed that Liverpool have revealed that Naby Keita is back in full training, Matip is back in full training, and if we were playing any other team at the weekend, and maybe if Liverpool hadn't, you know, had such a perfect start, you know, with 6 points from six so far, I'd maybe be throwing both of those straight back in for this game. But I can't help but think that, you know, the coaching team will have one eye on City. And if Matip, I think let's start with Matip on this. They'll want him fifth for as many games as possible. But if you had to choose one game for him to be fifth for, I think it's the Man City game.
Maybe, but I think I would play him tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I don't think Reece Williams going into an away European game in Italy against a free scoring side is going to do him any good.
Yeah.
So if Matip's fit, I would play him tomorrow.
Is the I mean, I guess the concern, and this is us sat here spread across the Liverpool region, are not going to have an impact on whether Matip is or isn't therefore fit to play for Man City. But that is the question mark, isn't it? That is, and hopefully Liverpool have gotten up to speed. Klopp referenced, we can get guys fit for a game like at the weekend, but we want them fit for 10, 15, 20 games off the back. And I can't help but feel that Matip's a big part of that, because the fear is, if you play him here, he won't be fit.
It's really, really tricky, isn't it? I mean, his track record of injuries isn't great, Matip, is it? So, you know, he's not going to be able to play both games, you know, I can't imagine anyway. So I just think, I don't know, play the game you've got in front of you, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tricky one, isn't it, Sam? Because again, my lingering thing on this is, I mean, the good thing about Matip is you can drop him in and he has really good games. We've seen that already. You know, he comes in, you know, he plays in the Merseyside derby and he's absolutely fantastic. But he plays in the Merseyside derby. Even Klopp says after that, like, it's Matip. We know he can't really do two games a week. And that's a big red flag for me. That's a big alarm going on.
Can I just say, we also have to worry about Gomez. He can't play every other game with a different centre-back.
Yeah,
and at least he knows he can play with Matip. He must have played with him, even if he's only in training a lot.
They've actually started a game together, which is interesting. Yeah.
To play him with Phillips and then to play him with Reece Williams and then to play him with Matip, you know, it's all going to be really, really difficult. It's going to be handled really well.
Yeah. But Sam, what's your feelings on the Matip stuff? Do you? I mean, look, ideally, if it was any other player, you'd be like, right, he's not played. If he's fit, playing for Atalanta, and then he's going to be up to speed for City. But I just don't know if that logic applies to John Matip.
Yeah, I think the timing and the days works well for us with this as well, because we play Tuesday, Sunday, not Tuesday, Saturday, or even Wednesday, Sunday. So we've got the maximum time to recover. And even if we have to go a bit Ledley King with him here and just say, look, you maybe just train on tactics for this City game.
Yeah.
I agree with John. I'd have him in tomorrow, because I wouldn't want him coming up against sort of Raheem Sterling and De Bruyne with no minutes in the bank since the derby. I think he needs a game against a team that are going to be sliding through balls in all the time, where he's got to kind of manage his space. And I think this is the perfect game. Even if we have to play him for 60 minutes and use one of those five subs and get Reece Williams on for the last 30 and say to Henderson, stand in front for the last half an hour regardless of the results. I think it's doable. I would personally do that and then just sort of nurse him through this game and the week. And then if he's ready for Sunday, great. If not, you know, there's a young lad who put in a cracking performance, who took his moment the other day, who I'd be fine with him playing. You know what? Just go with it. I'd definitely be starting Matip if he's fit.
Yeah, I mean, the alternative is just the kind of flip of what Sam said there, James, is that do you maybe just keep... Yeah, your Matip will be on the bench because you've got 12 substitutes in this, and we've yet to be able to field all 12. So maybe you throw him on for the final 10-15 just to get him just to get him up to speed, and then maybe that's the maybe that is the ideal. Just taking aside the idea that we just want to put our best team out every game.
Yeah, I think there's an argument for both. I think you could do either. I personally, I'm with you guys. I'd start Matip. I'd just play him. He's got to get game time certainly before City. But what you've got to do is protect him. You've got to set up to protect your centre backs, because what we don't want to do is, you know, start conceding three or four goals and it becomes just really miserable and really hard and you know, the players aren't feeling too great. You've got to stop that from happening. And also you don't want these lads to their heads to get down, because this is a tricky match. This is a good opposition. So I think you have to protect them really well. I think you mentioned earlier about maybe playing Milner, Henderson, Wijnaldum in a midfield of that, you know, of that trio. I no problem with that. Milner and Henderson protecting, and then someone else, you know, maybe Naby Keita comes in, someone a little bit more creative. I'd love to see Zenit Shaqiri again further up the pitch, starting in the middle, because I think he's much better in the middle than he is out wide. But yeah, it's all about the defence. And I think as long as you protect whoever it is that you end up choosing, even if it is, you know, I doubt it'll be Reece, but whoever it is, you just look after them and get them through this game. And then hopefully, fingers crossed, touch wood, we've got everyone fit and well for the City, because that's the big one. You know, that is the big one. Had we not won our Champions League games up until now, it's a different context, but we have, so we can slightly take our foot off the gas. But again, we want those 3 points.
I mean, all told, if for some reason Matip, we choose not to go with Matip, it's likely going to be Reece Williams, isn't it, Dad? I mean, obviously, we know Nat Phillips is ineligible because we didn't register him for the Champions League. You know, the kid's come in, he's performed really well so far. I've not had any problems with him playing in that position at all. One little shaky moment against Lincoln, but again, in his Liverpool debut, is certainly to be forgiven. It could be worse, is kind of what I'm saying. At least we've managed to get him up to a degree of speed. So if we do have to come in for this game, I think being dropped into the Ajax game later on and stuff, he shouldn't be overawed by the occasion, is kind of what I'm driving at.
No, I mean, but you have to trust what you've got, don't you? You know, if he's our only option, then you put him in and you boost him as best you can and support him as best you can. And he's certainly got the ability. You know, it's a tough ask for him, but, you know, if he's ever going to be a player for us, this is the time to show it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Dad, would you do anything else? Anything else wild in terms of the selections? No. I'm not sure where Thiago's up to, but he's another one I'd probably be keeping for City.
Naby Keita, maybe, if he's fit, then, you know, his energy, maybe in his drive forward, might be worthwhile before he gets injured again. Get him on the pitch. I still think that, you know, Wijnaldum, Henderson and Milner is his tried and trusted European trio. So it wouldn't surprise me if they played. But
we're saying all this, like, we've rotated the forward three quite significantly in the first two games. Obviously, the main lads play 60 minutes against Ajax and then are all withdrawn. We then completely changed the front three again for the game last week against Midtjylland. There's a chance, Sam, that we do actually just start a Minamino, Jota, Shaqiri, or maybe an Origi front three in this game.
Yeah, I think I don't see Origi playing. I don't think he did himself much justice last week. I think Jota being on the bench at the weekend probably suggests he'll start. The interesting spin I've got on the Bobby Firmino is, I think in the Premier League this season, I think teams have realised that he is so key to what we do, and his sort of positional play, his movement, his freedom. And they've shut him down really well. And he struggled. Yeah. Part of it's been his form, but part of it's been down to other teams. These next two games are the type of games where Bobby Firmino is going to get space. He's going to have the freedom of the pitch at times. So, whereas a lot of people are saying he should rest them, you know, get him energised. I'm actually kind of in the boat of no. I'd play him in this game because I believe he'll get opportunities to cause havoc where he hasn't had against West Ham and Mitchell and Sheffield United. So, personally, I would want him on the pitch. It's just whether you go with a front four or whether you go with a front three. But either way, I think Jota starts 100%. Now, what that means for the rest of the front three, four, I'm not sure. I'm not sure Shaqiri starts, just based on a good bit of play at the weekend. I still think there's more to it than that. Maybe Mane is rested.
Yeah, I mean, that's for me. For me, I'd be looking to rest one of. I think Bobby Firmino probably need. I just don't know whether he need it. Is he in poor form? Is he in poor form because he's being overly kind of like shackled by opponents? Is he in poor form because of something different in which Liverpool are doing on the pitch? Is he in poor form because he's tired? Is it just that we've reached the limits of Roberto Firmino? We're going to do a big chat about this on the podcast tomorrow about it. But for me, I like Jota. I like having that impact of another pacey player to bring into the side. And my slight concern with when you start, people are talking about this, like a Salah, Mane, Jota front three, is I don't know where you go from there. You know, I like having another lad to come in. I don't think Firmino adds that level. You know, he adds a level of guile, but he certainly doesn't bring pace to the side in the same way. So at the moment, I like the idea of maybe saying to Sadio Mane, go on, 60, you get 30 minutes in this game, and then you reverse that role for Jota, so Jota gets half an hour at the back end of Man City. Because I really think the Jota impact thing, when given how City are, and given City are a little bit shaky at the back, I really like making sure that we've got someone who's just got loads in the tank to add to that. So that's certainly a consideration. Right, listen, guys, let's get some score predictions from you before we go. James, what do you think?
Well, I fucking no idea. Don't know. Got anything. Whatever.
One number and another number.
Yeah,
that'll be the score.
Two numbers.
Yeah, go ahead, Dad.
2-2.
Okay. Yeah, Sam.
2-1 to the Reds.
And that's the first time I've not predicted a Liverpool win on my
show. 10 years. For me, it depends on how we approach the game. I think if we rotate heavily, which again, I've just got a sneaky feeling we will. I just, you know, I think we've been building up to the Man City game because I think we know how important that is to how a successful league season. And I still think that's so important to us. I mean, at the moment, yeah, you can't afford to lose Premier League games because the building of momentum matters far more in the league than it does in the group stage of the Champions League. I've got a weird feeling that we'll play a bit of a rotated side, slightly not as much Midtjylland maybe, but slightly rotated. But if we do that, I think we might struggle to get underway in this. So I could see it being a draw. This has got like a 1-1 for me written all over it in that regard. Maybe a 2-2. If we go strong and we start brightly, then it could be a different story. If we go 60 minutes again and then get the game, you know, neatly boxed up, and then we can put the other lads on, then, you know, I could see us winning this one. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting one to see. Regardless, let us know in the comments what you think it's going to be. What team would you go for? Would you bring Jota in? Would you be resting Bobby Firmino? Would you be bringing Jadon Sancho? Would you play 4-2-3-1 or 4-3-3? I'm going to be doing the starting 11 prediction, which is going to be fascinating for this one. It's going to be live on the channel, so make sure you check it out. We're going to be doing the fan zone commentary as well. For the game itself, will be 15 minutes before kickoff, so 7:45 p.m. But we'll be live an hour or so before that for the team news reaction as well. Do check it out. And if you need more content between now and then, the final word show is available for YouTube members, Club Captain and Club Legend, and of course subscribers to the RedmenTV.com, who also get our fantastic in-depth three-part In Conversation With series with former Liverpool CEO. Here's a little look at that to see us out. But gents, thank you very much. And yes, we'll see it all soon. Tara.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.